Now in our Parliament House studio this morning is Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Cathy.
The government has used this economic statement to, of course, lay the groundwork for what some are saying now will be a horror budget. Do you think it's successfully made the case for that?
Well, it's certainly building up a case to review programs very, very widely. Whether, in fact, it turns out to be quite as much of a horror budget in the end, often we see a situation where things are talked up and then they're not quite so bad. But on the other hand, it might deliver the full horror. So it's a bit early to tell. But what it's done is load all the bad news it can find around the place into this budget and say, well, look, here's the situation, worse than anyone thought, black hole, despite the Charter of Budget Honesty, which was supposed to prevent black holes being found after elections, and we're, as we heard Arthur Sinodinos say before, stand ready to do something about it.
And the bad news, of course, has already included cuts already to welfare, education and health. Listening to Arthur Sinodinos there, it sounds like we're going to get probably a more modest disability scheme. Any idea of what else could be targeted in this budget?
The government is locked in by election promises on health and education in total, not to cut the totals, but I think you'll get a good deal of restructuring within that the parameters of that promise. You're right, the disability scheme is a very sharp area in this debate, because it's not just a question of the cost of the scheme, which was always going to be vast, but it is right that from the trials the costs are much higher and the demand much higher than had earlier been expected. So managing that is going to be very difficult for the government. It is a big signature issue that it wants to deliver. It took it over from Labor, but Tony Abbott was always very strongly committed to it, and it's going to be a big task to balance expectations against what can be delivered in a reasonable fiscal manner.
Michelle, the government was juggling a few balls yesterday. Attorney General George Brandis appointed Tim Wilson to the Human Rights Commission. We'll be talking to Gillian Triggs shortly about that. But George Brandis is saying he'll restore balance to the commission. What do we take that to mean?
Well, the government has thought that the commission is much more into promoting rights to do things, freedoms to do things, rather than freedom from constraints. And obviously Tim Wilson is a freedom from constraint kind of guy rather than a freedom to do things person. It is a controversial appointment. It's appointing one of their own. On the other hand, I think someone coming into the job has to be judged on how they actually take it up and develop in the job. So some judgment should be suspended, but it is certainly a controversial appointment.
And we saw another appointment snuck in yesterday for Sophie Mirabella, who, of course, was the ministerial hopeful who lost her seat at the election.
That's right. She's on the submarine body, and she brings, of course, some expertise in terms of industry policy, because she was industry spokeswoman before the election. But again, a controversial appointment, one criticised by Labor. I suppose one also should note, though, that earlier in the week we had Natasha Stott-Despoja appointed ambassador for women and girls. So it's been a rather mixed week in these appointments in ideological terms.
Michelle Grattan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Cathy.
Michelle, of course, is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.